Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-0, Mountain Home with the lead. Siloam Springs looking at a second and three as we get the second quarter underway. Tally gives it to Fazima. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked down. Nice play defensively by Mountain Home's Colby Lockhart. It's going to be a loss of one. Well, yeah, back to the 37.
Great job of the Bombers there responding. We're talking to Graham from the Siloam Radio. Fazima, exceptional speed.
He had one big game against Pea Ridge earlier this season where he ran for 220 yards, but in the other seven games combined, he only has 216 yards. But he's got speed. Third and four, and the quarterback, Tally, keeps it. He's going nowhere, leading the charge up front. Gage Lindsey from Mountain Home, and it's going to be fourth and five, fourth and six coming up here for Siloam Springs.
Bombers just doing everything right so far, Brad. Couldn't ask for a better start. You're going to force them to another three and out, and boy.
That is three straight three and outs by this Bomber defense. Let's make sure they punt it here. Fourth and six, you would think they would, but you never know. They want to try to get something jump-started. They do get the kick away. A high kick, short kick. It's going to bounce out of bounds, and this is going to be close to midfield. Let's see where the officials want to
mark it about between the 47 and 48. That ball hit out of bounds at the Mountain Home 45, so it wasn't a lot of distance on.
That's where they're going to put it, the 45-yard line, so it was only a 20-yard punt. So the Bombers up by 14 with the football, and boy, the defense has looked stout here tonight. Three and outs to start the game. Bombers two receivers on each side. McKay steps up to pass, looking long down the right side, has a man. Logan comes back to it and can't quite haul it in. He got behind the defender and they had to stop. The pass was a little underthrown.
Yeah, it was so wide open that the just underthrown ball stopped and kind of waited on it and let that defender kind of catch up. But Mountain Home trying to catch him looking and hit him with a home run pass right there. Had every opportunity if the throw would have been on the money.
So second and 10 now. Bomber offense, again, two receivers on each side, 10:38 left in the opening half. A draw play to Hershberger across midfield. He's going to pick up about eight, it looks like, on second down.
Great job on that play. That really opened up with the draw. I mean, that was the real deliberate draw where you sit there and hold it, let everybody see that the quarterback's got his arm cocked up, and then Hershberger took it for a great gain up the middle.
Third and two now for this Bomber offense. And McKay is going to keep it himself. He's got the first down, dives inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line.
Just kind of caught a leg on somebody there. That had the chance to open up to be an even bigger play, but we'll take the first down.
Eighth first down of the night for this Mountain Home offense. Siloam Springs with zero. Motion man coming to the near side. Three receivers on the near side now for Mountain Home. McKay rolls that side. Now looking back towards the middle. Has a man open, complete to the 25-yard line. It's Hannaford making the catch for the Bombers.
I believe that's his first varsity catch. And Brad, he was wide open coming all the way across the field. Bryce, I don't think that was the first read. He came back to him, saw him, hit him with the ball. Great catch to pull it in.
Nine first downs for Mountain Home. The ball is at the 25. Here's that option. And he pitches it late to Hershberger. It almost turns into a forward pass, and it goes for about a yard.
I'm pretty sure it was a forward pass. The way he kind of jumped past it over the defender's head, boy, that was scary.
Yes, it was.
Really trying to get that play, get something opened up on the outside. Have not found a play, really, to get Siloam to quit concentrating on the inside run so much.
9:17 left in the first half. Bombers up by 14, driving the ball again. And McKay looking to pass. It's a screen out to Dawson Tabor. First man misses. Second man misses. He rolls over the third man, fights inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Dawson's such a load, he's hard to bring down.
Yeah, he's a big boy. I don't know what they're listing him out right now, but I bet he goes 260 or so, 250, 260. It's not just, you know, big. It's girth, you know. He's got the leverage to push defenders around and get those extra yards.
That was a hard-fought 5 yards. It's now third and about four here for Mountain Home. Third and four, working from the right hash, and they run to that short side of the field. McKay bounces it outside, dives, and he's going to be out of bounds where? About the 18. It's going to be fourth and about three coming up here.
Really haven't shown any fear of this situation. Got a two-score lead.
Yep. So fourth and three here for Mountain Home. Can they convert and keep another drive going?
The Bombers go a little big here. Take a guy out. Got Bojay back in and King back.
McKay rolling to the left side, running behind some of those blockers. Oh, he has stood up at the 18-yard line, and Siloam holds and forces the ball over on downs.
Boy, that looked like it was going to open up there for a minute, Brad, and then just out of nowhere, defender.
So Siloam gets a stop. Bombers still lead it 14-0 with 8:23 left in this opening half. Siloam with the football back. They have yet to pick up a first down. They have so far in three possessions. Talley keeps it this time, tries to throw it backwards, and it's going to be called incomplete. That sure looked like a backwards pass, but it's going to be called incomplete.
Guess he just got enough, a little bit of momentum there forward to call that a forward pass, but that was a little crazy throw too.
It was. He was almost down, and then he throws it late.
It looked a little bit what Arkansas did with Felipe Franks a couple of times.
Yes. So second and 10 now for the Panthers, working from the far hash with 8:17 left in the first half. And the pass is going to be incomplete. He's looking that time for Daxton Moody and couldn't quite haul it in.
Yeah, a little low and outside. Moody went down there and tried to corral it, and as he went to the ground, could not make the catch.
I know the Siloam offense is missing some players, but, boy, they don't look in sync at all, do they?
No, he's really out of sync in his throwing rhythm, and I think the receiving corps is pretty decimated right now.
Third and 10 here for the Panthers. Talley back to pass again across the middle. It's complete. First down across the 30 at the 40, and Coffey's going to take it all the way out to the 45-yard line. That was a nice pickup.
I caught him on the post route. Got that middle, split the safeties, and then was able to pop it up the middle for more yards, and they want to go fast.
First down of the night for the Panthers, a 27-yard pickup out to the 45. Fazima gets it this time. First two miss him. He's to the second level, and then he's finally going to be stacked up. Boy, the little guy keeps the legs churning, and he is going to be very close to a first down. He's listed at 5'8", 138, and he got 10 yards on that one.
Yeah, he's all muscle, they say, and he's showing it right there.
Siloam quickly to the line of scrimmage now as they go tempo. The pass complete on the near sideline, and it's going to be about a 5-yard gain. Jonathan Graves makes the catch.
Now, that was one thing the Bombers were very vulnerable to, was those quick inside routes last week against Benton. And I think that now that we're getting a little rhythm going, that may be something that Siloam tries to exploit.
That was a 5-yard pickup. So second and 5 now for the Panthers with 7:25 left in this first half. Bombers up 14-0. Talley will give it to Fazima. Hit immediately by Ofa Valdez. Knocked backwards. Wow, I don't know how they're going to mark him at the line of scrimmage, because he was hit about 2 yards of the backfield. How in the world did they get that mark?
He never got to the line of scrimmage at all. He was hit 2 yards deep, and then he spun out of that and was driven back 4 more yards.
That was a horrible spot, truthfully.
I've seen a lot of those in the last few weeks.
So third and 5 here for the Panthers. They'll send trips to the right side. Talley stands, looks, passes, and that ball hit the ground. It's incomplete. So fourth and five coming up, and let's see what they want to do. I would think they'd probably keep the offense out there, wouldn't they?
Oh, I would think so. You're down two scores. You got to get yourself back in the ballgame. You just got your first positive momentum of the game with the turnover on downs. So I think you try and ride it and get the yardage. But
although, here comes Ledecker, the punter. Let's see if they actually punt this one.
Don't pull in Arkansas. I'm not thinking about the punt. Let somebody run for 40 yards on a fake punt.
Now, Talley's still in the game, too. He's standing behind the center. He's acting like he's looking to the sideline. Are they?
There's some fake going on here.
Yep. They're going to snap it to the punter. He kicks it away. I'm a little surprised. And this is going to bounce inside the five. Get in that end zone. Oh, it just rolled at the one-yard line. And instead of going into the end zone, it started moving parallel to the end zone. And it's down inside the one-yard line.
Bombers will have to force this out. But we've seen them do it before this year. They've done a good job of getting out of their own end zone on some of these punts. Walker had no choice. He had his heels on the five. And just like a good returner would, once it was behind him, he let it hit. And it just checked up perfectly.
Well, they've got two running backs now back there with McKay as Bogey has checked into the game inside the one-yard line. And Mountain Home moves. You can't move him just an inch or so. The ball's inside the one. So the penalty here is not going to be a big deal. It's going to be a procedure penalty against Mountain Home. But
guard got a little antsy on that side. A little forward lean. And obviously going to run something probably like their wedge play where they just try and get this thing right up the gut.
From their own end zone, the handoff is going to be Bogey. He gets out of the end zone, but barely.
Yeah, he easily got out of the end zone. Yeah. Cylon thinks they got a safety. He easily got it out of the end zone. I think he got it back out to the one. It's at the half-yard line. But very dangerous territory, Brad.
It is. Second down and 10 now from inside the one. McKay will shift Hershberger to his left side. They're going to bring it with Hershberger. He gets out of the end zone, spins his way to the two, close to the three-yard line. Gives him just a little bit of breathing room with a two-yard gain.
Bombers trying to get a push. And right now, the Asylum defense is fired up.
5:40 left in the first half. Bombers up 14-0. So now it's third and about eight here for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Hershberger, and he's going to dive to the five, make it the six-yard line, picks up three, and Mountain Home will be forced to punt.
Definitely got him the room, though, to have comfortably punted away. And Silo looks pretty smart. Well, we actually have a different man lining up to punt.
Dawson Tabor is going to punt now for Mountain Home instead of Bryce McKay. Dawson ready to punt. Coffee is the return man for the Panthers. And the high kick, aided by the wind, bounces at the Mountain Home 40, rolls, cross the 50, and still rolling down to the 46-yard line. And it's going to be down right there, about the 46 of Siloam. So a pretty good punt.
Yeah, went back to the conventional style punting. You know, Bryce is more the rugby kicker. Some of those can hit and get a good roll. But this, we saw the nice spiral, got it up in the wind, probably watching the wind tonight and seeing, let's take advantage of that.
That was a 50-yard punt down to the 46-yard line. 14-0. Mountain Home leads at 4:44 left in this first half. Talley out of the gun will keep it himself. Hit immediately and dropped, leading the way that time again. Brock Bogey, well, he just finds a way to get through that line of scrimmage, doesn't he?
He is fantastic at shooting the A-gap. It doesn't matter which side of the center that he's going to come through. He shoots that gap, gets in there, and is a real disruptor. He's had an excellent senior season doing that.
A three-yard loss back to the 43-yard line. Brings up second and 13 for the Panthers with 4:18 left in this first half. Two receivers on the right side. Talley looking right. Stands in the pocket. Now he wants to run. Has some room coming to the near side and steps out of bounds across the 50 at the 49-yard line.
Good job, Lawson Stockton, fighting off a block there and coming up to pop him and force him out after the short gain. about six yards.
Well, it's actually about a 9-yard gain. They marked him out at the 48.
Wow.
So a 9-yard gain. So third down and about four here for the Panthers. With 4:01 left in this first half. A special guest coming up halftime tonight we'll be talking to. Guy we haven't seen in many years.
He's a good guy, though.
He is. Third and four, quick hitter to the near side. Soucy has the catch, and he has got the first down. Had to get to the 43, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Well, Austin Stockton did a good job of coming up and hitting him and kind of neutralizing him after the catch, but he was able to spin out and get that extra yard.
So Siloam Springs, rather, after no first downs on their first three possessions, that's their third now. And Fazima gets a hit immediately and driven backwards. Valdez is there for the Bombers, and so is that's 58. Is that Brill?
That's Brill's Brill,
number.
Yeah.
That's that's the white jersey number he has. That's right.
Great job of penetration, though. This time they did at least give him a loss.
It was a loss of one back to the 43. 3:28 left here in this first half. Tally pumps once, now looking towards Soucy's way in the near sideline. Ball tipped. Soucy hauls it in, makes a nice catch. He was covered nicely that time by Stockton, but Soucy takes the catch in, and he's down at the 17.
Great concentration. That ball bounced around, hit both players, and Soucy was able to reach out there and pull it back in.
A 26-yard pass play to the 17-yard line. First down for the Panthers. Tally looking to pass again. He's going to be hit and sacked back at the 25-yard line. And
Baxton,
who was it?
Hickman.
There we go. Hickman getting to play a defensive end again. Moses Adams, we didn't see what happened. He was injured in the pregame, and he's not out there a defensive end. So Hickman gets the play, and it's a loss of seven back to the 24.
Great job. The Bombers have done a good job of forcing these negative plays, but then they seem to give up a positive play that kind of gets Siloam out of trouble. Definitely want to push them back here. Don't want to give them any field goal tries into this blustery wind.
2:37 left first half. Bombers by 14. Second and 17 here for the Panthers. And Tally, the quarterback, keeps it. He is met by Valdez along with Lockhart. He's going to pick up nothing. He's back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. No gain.
Great job of not falling for that fake. He faked it to the Fazima, the running back. They're able to read that, knock him down once he decided to keep the ball himself.
So third and 17 coming up here for the Panthers. And I'm sure they've got two chances here to cover these 17 yards. Trips to the right side here for the Panthers. Tally looking left to Soucy. The ball looked like it was underthrown. It was. It was incomplete. So now it's going to be fourth and 17 for Siloam Springs.
And they're going to go for it to bring Fazima back in the backfield, get that quick hitter speed burst in there.
1:52 left in this first half. Big play for this Bomber defense here. Fourth and 17. Can't allow anything to happen here. You got to get this stop and get the football back. Tally with an empty backfield. Trips to the right and two receivers to the left. Fourth and 17. He fires towards the end zone, knocked away, incomplete. What a great job by Brody Patterson to deflect the pass, and the Bombers hold on fourth down.
Played that perfectly. He let the receiver kind of get the inside position, but he did a great job of jockeying around him, was able to get that front hand, knock the ball down, and not draw any pass interference penalties.
So 1:45 left in this first half. Let's see if Mountain Home can do something here. All their timeouts left. They'll start at their own 24-yard line. McKay will keep it this time on that read option. Trying to get a block from Logan Walker. He does. Bounces to the outside, up the right sideline at the 40, the 45. Knocked out of bounds inside the 50-yard line. And the Bombers have something going here in the final 1:34.
I thought he was about to house it, Brad. He had a cut, and he started to make an in cut. And then he kind of didn't make his mind up. He kind of ran into Logan, into the guy he was blocking. But then he popped it on outside for another big gain.
A 26-yard pickup and the 10th first down of the night for Mountain Home. McKay, a swing pass, left side complete. This is Hershberger. Hershberger up the left sideline, breaks free. He's at the 30. He is gone. He takes it to the house. A 50-yard touchdown pass from... way to Gage Hershberger, Hershberger's second receiving touchdown of the season.
You know, last week we were talking about Bryce had a little trouble with his accuracy. This was perfect. He threw right over a defender and his blocker. The left tackle had the guy who stalemated out there. He threw right over his left shoulder, got it into Hershberger's hands. Hershberger broke a tackle, and wow, that was impressive. That's you know, Siloam was looking at 2-for-1 right there when they get the start of the second half, and could have made it back a 14-14 tie. Now they'll go in at least three scores down.
Hopefully, we still got a minute 22
at most,
left. Yes,
maybe we could get a pick six though and go four scores.
There you go. There you go. Boy, what a turnaround! Extra point is good. We'll break with 1:22 left in this first half. Mount Sonoma's opened up a 21-0 lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you,
whether in person or through a virtual visit anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:22 left in this opening half. The Bombers with a 50-yard touchdown pass to take a 21-0 lead. Tabor with the kickoff. A deep kick this time back to the 5-yard line. And Lediker is going to return it across the 20 to the 22, and that's where Siloam Springs will have the football.
Trying to see who came and made that hit. Can't say. Sure, that was Logan Walker. No, number 9.
Mason Walker.
I thought he was out injured.
No, he's back this week.
Okay.
Yes.
He did a good job of getting back in the lineup and making the tackle there. Yeah, Brad, you're riding your best half of football maybe for the season.
Yes.
At complete offense and defense. You want to have a good, strong finish and go into the locker room confident.
Yes. Trips to the right side here for the Panthers. They'll hand it off to Fazima, and he's going to be tripped up near the line of scrimmage. Falls ahead, though. He's going to get about 5 yards out to about the 28, a 6-yard pickup.
Hickman got a hand on the ankle to kind of trip him up, or that could have been a bigger play.
Second down and 4 here for Siloam Springs. 57 seconds left in this first half. And Fazima again with the handoff coming to the near sideline. And Mason Walker kind of strings him out. They keep him in bounds. Well, they're going to stop the clock anyway because it's a first down. But once they set the ball down, the clock will start with 46 seconds left. Nice run by Fazima. He's got some speed.
He does. And if he gets a foot race with somebody, there's not very many people that can outrun him.
That was the 5th first down of the night for the Panthers. Completion to Susie. He's going to be down at the 42.
Good job of tackle, keeping him in bounds. Looks like Siloam will have to burn that timeout.
They do take their first timeout. 33 seconds left in the first half. Bombers up 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Siloam looks long up the left sideline, and the Mountain Home defender never turned around to play the football, and he's going to get called for pass interference, and that's going to give Siloam 15 free yards.
Yeah, kind of a face-guarding aspect to that play.
Yep. So that's going to move the ball down to the 42 of...
I would rather, though, give that up than get beat deep.
I would agree.
Bombers bringing their speed rush in with Hershberger on defense.
Tally back to pass once again. Looking long, and he's going to overshoot his receiver, Susie. Oh, they're going to throw a flag on that one, too.
Oh, wow. Had a little hand touching the guy, but yeah. It sure wasn't impeding his progress or anything. Boy, that's a hometown call.
First one was pretty obvious. I wasn't sure about that one, but it's going to move the ball down to the 27-yard line. Back-to-back pass interference calls. Now 20 seconds left. And another chance for the Panthers.
I actually thought Mountain Home might intercept that ball. Had a lot of air under it.
It did. First down at the 27-yard line for the Panthers. 19 seconds left in the half. Tally. Looking to pass again, looking long left side, and it's going to be knocked away. Nice job. It was in the hands of the receiver at that time, Elijah Coffey, and knocked away by Lawson Stockton.
Yeah, Lawson was able to just punch it out of his hands.
That was in the front corner of the end zone, and it stops the clock with 13 seconds left in the half. Hershberger comes out, so they'll bring in an extra defensive back again and go back to a three-man front for Mountain Home.
Good to see Tatum Bashir's back on the defensive side of the football. Bryce McKay coming in now in this kind of plays this little home run.
Yes.
Defensive back. He'll be watching for him to try to hit Sansucci.
Here's a pass right side complete to the 20-yard line and hit immediately by Mountain Home as Brody Patterson makes the stop and a timeout Siloam. It's going to be third down and about three coming up after the break. 7 seconds left in the half. Bombers up 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Boy, a long 7 seconds left for this Bomber defense. Third and three for the Panthers at the 20-yard line. Tally wants to pass. Looking long left side towards the end zone. And it's going to be knocked away incomplete. And, boy, I tell you, Salom may have a little beef. There's more touching there than there was on the last pass interference, and this does not get called.
Maybe they felt like they owed him one, but there was a little hand fighting. Could have been, you know, from both sides. But, boy, I would not have been surprised to see a flag on that one.
I thought we would have. One half of a second left. So, barring a defensive penalty, this will be the final play of the first half.
Only one thing to do, keep them out of the end zone.
Yes. Fourth and three from the 20. Tally. Looking left again. Now across the middle and skips it. It's going to be... They call that a catch. Apparently it's a catch, but it's at the 1 yard line, and Coffey's down there. So the Bombers hold at the 1 yard line, and the first half will come to an end after the 19 yard completion. Wow. They got crazy at the first half, and I'll tell you what, those back to back pass interference penalties gave Siloam a little life, and the Bombers able to withstand and take a 21 point lead into the locker room at halftime. And Sonny, I couldn't tell you the last time we've seen Mountain Home with a 21-point lead at halftime, did we?
Definitely not.
Was it that much against Nettleton, was it?
No, I don't believe so. I believe actually, did Nettleton score first on us?
It was, yeah. So 21-0, Mountaineer with the lead. We'll have more coming up from Solomon in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Hey Bomber fans, it's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence, confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
When you're a bell ringer for the Salvation Army, you're not just ringing a bell. You're changing lives and strengthening our community. This year, we have made volunteering easier than ever. Just visit registertoring.com and select the time and the place most convenient for you. Red Kettle funds provide everything from food, shelter, to the homeless and victims of disasters, to after-school care and programs for the underprivileged children. Register today to become the Salvation Army bell ringer at registertoring.com.